If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Wednesday morning. It is December 10th. 15 days till Christmas. It's 6:08, Jen Tui. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
EMCs, good morning to you. I am really, really glad. This hit me yesterday. I am very, very glad that my 10-year-old not only enjoys wrapping gifts, but also is pretty darn good at it.
Do you make her wrap yours?
I hate wrapping gifts. Uh-huh. I enjoy the buying process. I don't even mind going out and doing the old school going to the store and buying the gifts and whatever. I don't mind fighting the traffic. I don't mind waiting in line. Like, I probably don't mind what everybody dreads.
That I was going to say, that is unique.
Right?
Yeah, because I dread all of that.
And she is built of that fabric. She wants to go out with me, and we do those type of things, and I'll wait. We were at Marshall's the other day. That line was from Menor to Willoughby, and I waited.
Wow. How long do you wait? They move pretty quick, I feel like.
They do. Yeah, they had like six registers.
Register 11 now available.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've got the info. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
They give the receipt. They say, you can take this back. You want a gift receipt? You don't need it. We look it up by phone number. I already screwed up one purchase. Like, I already know I bought the right thing. I got to go back. It's already been an entire thing.
They do that? That's nice.
They're very, very
good
nice.
For them.
That's just one. I'm telling you, that Plaza and Menor, I'm telling you. So you've got the Marks there. You've got Old Navy. You have Marshalls. I feel like I'm, and then you've got Five Below in the same plaza.
This is exactly what Avon Commons is like. They're all right next, and they're three in a row. Old Navy, Five Below, Marshalls.
Yeah.
And then Home Goods a little bit down the way. And then Kohl's. And then.
Oh, yeah. Home Goods is
Bath
a little bit
down the
way. Yeah,
yeah. And Target and all that. Yeah. It's a great
place. I go there with this. Yeah. Like, we are wasting an hour and a half here, and we don't have to go back to the car or anything. This is
it's perfect.
Yes, it is. It's great. So once again, good morning to you. We're going to get to it at 7:10, but I mean, I want to spoil a little bit, because I think it's an A for effort. I don't know what the grade is for execution on this Pinterest fail. I had to look, because I didn't even understand what you were trying to do until I read the description of this Pinterest fail. And I think it's awesome that you put yourself out there like this. Once again, continuing to be a fantastic mom. I haven't taken a deep dive on what it's supposed to be, like the food items or the.
That's troubling.
I really don't know what
it is. Have you looked at the photo? Did you look at the photo? How do you not know?
It looks like somebody stepped on it. I can't figure out what it is.
It's so bad. I can't even. And I want to tell you the story of that evening and how it went down, because I was so excited to binge Stranger Things with my son that night. We've been watching it.
It's all of the seasons.
Oh, yes.
I mean, for people that don't know, you revisited it. Yeah, I think that's awesome.
And we were finally ready for season 5.
So look at that. I know it's Jen and Tim Show specifically on Facebook. We'll share it all over the place and, of course, get to that at 7:10. But you know how we're going to start the show? There's always an envelope involved this time of the year. It's Christmas Carol in the Envelope.
Yep, it's a song, a Christmas song. It's in the envelope. You just have to guess what it is. We take one guess a day.
That's right. So the title's here, right? The envelope's in the studio, right in my hand right now. This is how you kick off the show. What is your guess for that Christmas song? Share it with everybody next on Star 102. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Still trying to figure out what Jen was making, but I am I'm doing well. It is a food item.
It is a food item.
Is it a chocolate? I can't. I'm telling you. I'm trying to figure out.
There's strawberries. Okay. There's chocolate. Okay. I posted the actual Pinterest photo in my photo. You could see them side by side.
Yeah. So we'll get to that at 7:10. Did you eat the Pinterest fail?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right.
It took way too much time. I'm like, we are all eating this immediately. Yeah.
That's at 7:10. We would love your guess for Christmas Carol in an envelope. As Jen mentioned, it's a song. It's a Christmas song. We would just need your guess.
Is it Where Are You Christmas? Why can't I find you?
I feel like we should switch it to that song because she sang to us.
I know. I feel like everybody should have to sing daily because that just brightened my morning. How lovely. I wish it was the right answer. It's not, though.
Oh. We appreciate the singing. Might have been the first singing guest ever with one of our envelope games. By the way, City of Cleveland 1, Tim Richards 0. That would be next. Meters are gone.
Oh, boy.
I've lost that game. There's several games I like to play. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas Station. Tim versus the Tank. How low can you go? How low can you run that gas all the way to E? Maybe even past E. Is it bad for the car? I understand that it is. It's a game that I like to play. I'm historically known for playing that game. There's a few games.
It's the worst game you play ever.
City of Cleveland wants you to visit. They don't want you to stay long if you're parked down the street. They want you to visit. They don't want you to sleep here. They want you to take a nap. They don't want you to stay. They want you to stay. They're going to put cameras up to make sure that you don't visit too long.
City of Cleveland wants you to visit but not stay too long.
I would love to talk to somebody. I would pay probably pretty good money to talk to somebody from the city because the way that the parking is on the street, they've won because there are a few of us that park on the street, most of them parking the parking deck, and I understand that, and that makes sense, and that's the way to go. We're here for hours. But my game of going out and feeding the meter and paying online is now over.
Yeah, and you do. It is stressful. Stevie and I hate that you do that. I don't know why. We don't like it. We don't like that you leave to do that. We don't like that you have to, like, sometimes move your car, this and that. And I will tell you something about this. You're not going to like it. Every time you complain about the city of Cleveland and this and them not the short term, because they want it to be more short term parking. I get that. Like, of course they do. Why should, like, I guess I wouldn't have flagged it like, wow, I should be allowed to stay here all day. That's annoying. What if somebody needs to pop downtown and do something? Why should you not be able to get a parking space because someone's been there all day?
I don't understand. Who cares who's at the spot as long as they pay for it? Why do they care? Here's my only pushback, and that's a great point. I don't think anybody's there from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. taking up meter spots. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that is a big concern, and maybe that is a concern. And I don't know. You're absolutely right. That could be the case. I have downloaded this Park Mobile app a decade ago. I don't remember. I've used it in Nashville. I've used it in Harrisburg, PA. I have used it in Washington, D.C. I have used it in, I believe, Gatlinburg. I don't know, wherever there are, like, the little vacations that we've taken as a family, I've used this. And I've parked on the street. And after the 2 hours, I've used it in Buffalo, New York, when I went there with Dizzy just a couple of months ago. My daughter, she's 10. I went there and I parked on the street. And you set up the notification 10 minutes till you get ready to park, right? 7 a.m. or whatever it might be. And so a lot of times you can pay the night before. And you have that two-hour window. Then you get the 10-minute alert. Just says, hey, if you want to park for another, whatever, 10 minutes, 2 hour, whatever it might be, use the
app.
And then Cleveland,
at
2 hours, you literally would just have to move your car to another area. But now there's cameras. Like, it's a parking Squid Game now. I don't know if a claw comes out of the sky and just moves your car.
It's actually Vecna.
I mean, it's so concerning. Are they trying to grab so much money from the parking that they're trying to generate that much revenue, the city of Cleveland? They're that concerned about street parking?
See, this is why you're probably right. I didn't even think about the money thing. I just think
about parking.
I think about the convenience for people that are popping in and out and need a quick space to park in.
Great point.
You're absolutely right. I've done the Park Mobile app in Wilmington. I've done it in Washington, D.C. We spent the night, and the car stayed overnight.
That's what I did in Buffalo 2 months ago, 4 months ago.
You're right.
I don't know what's
different here.
So I just think it's a heads up if that's the case. If you're visiting, you know, you're coming downtown, you're parking on the street. It's just something in all seriousness you'd watch out for and know about and download the app and use that as the meters are going. Bye-bye. All right, good morning. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good Wednesday morning to you. Coming up next is Stevie on the socials.
So there's a woman going viral right now that actually Jen showed me first, and now she's all over my feed. I can't escape her. And it's the most odd food combination I've ever seen in all of her videos. Everything she eats is like a textural nightmare to me. But there's something she does that's weird.
I don't know how
else to explain it other than weird.
I cannot avoid this. Are you talking about the main thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is unique. And so many people are trying it. I'm obsessed with this girl. Like, the things that she eats, it is a textural. I sent
there's
you
like
another
a shortage
one.
Of one of the items I saw. Because everyone wants it.
Thank
now.
God I got mine yesterday.
Oh, boy.
I got a big bag.
Are you doing the...
No, I'll tell you next.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you, Stevie.
Stevie on the socials. You don't want to miss this. 2.5 minutes away.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a TikToker named Courtney Cook who's been going viral. She has 1.2 million followers and shares her teacher meals, but they're very unique foods. The one that she's been going viral for right now with over 6 million views is her sweet potato hack, where she takes sticks of cheese and shoves them inside of a sweet potato and then just eats a sweet potato like it's a burrito. But she has a very unique way of how you have to make the sweet potato for it to work to get the right texture. She was saying it's like pie, and it it just was so interesting. But she says you have to cook it at 300 degrees for an hour and 30 minutes and then turn the oven off, but let it sit for 2 hours to give the potato the best texture. So it's a lengthy process. And then she has like these sticks of it'll be like Havarti cheese or like White American or
the butter case cheddar, or butter casse like, or however you pronounce it.
Random white cheeses. She slices them into like a long cube and just shoves it inside the big
almost like a string
potato.
Cheese shape
yeah.
type looks of
looks like a string
like,
cheese
like a block almost.
Right, okay,
mm-hmm.
I got
yes.
you.
Yes. And just shoves it in there and then just eats it.
And sometimes she shoves butter in there with it too.
Yes, I've seen mm-hmm. a lot of butter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one I saw, she didn't put any cheese in it, but she her sides with it that she was dipping it was like deviled egg potato salad and cottage cheese. Those were her dips of choice. Very unique food. And now she's all over my feed. She's known for her onion broils as well. She'll just eat raw onion.
Yes.
In that video, she said she was missing onion, the texture of it. So she's just.
But does she like these items? Is this something? Is this a snack of hers? Or she's just doing this?
Because
I'm not familiar with her, so that's why I'm asking the question.
Someone said she looks at her sweet potato like people look at a burger.
1,000% accurate. Like she loves it so much. And she'll take a bite of that potato and she'll take a green onion, you know, like a long green onion. And she bites the end off because she doesn't cut ahead of time, spits it out, and then just starts. She shoves the entire green onion in her mouth, like bunches it all up, chews it up with the sweet potato.
Does the sweet potato sound good to you at all?
Yes.
That concoction? Like, that does not sound horrible to
me.
I can't believe you got them because Costco's saying they're out.
It's sweet potato, it's cheese, so you're kind of like putting cheese in them, and it's okay.
Well, and the sweet potato gets so soft, that's why you can just shove the cheese right down in it, and because you let it sit in the oven so long, it's warm, so the cheese gets gooey. So I've seen her do a million videos, but then there's everybody else that's trying it.
So
you watch them trying it.
The biggest thing now is everyone's trying to recreate this.
Yeah.
So someone went to Costco, asked if they had any sweet potatoes, and Costco was like, no, we're out. Blame that Courtney girl on TikTok.
Really?
Told her, yeah, because everyone's trying this hack.
Yes. It looks delicious to me. I would never think to put a sweet potato with cheese, and that's what everyone says, and then they do it, and they say it's good. Yesterday, I saw one of her. She had chopped up pecans and she's like smashing the end of the potato.
Oh, yeah, she dips the sweet potato
into the pecans.
I'm curious if anybody has tried this and then I have an idea. I have a show idea.
That makes me very nervous.
I have a show idea. So your calls and that idea is in 2 minutes. We should pick one of these concoctions and eat it. It's Star 102 Cleveland's Christmas Station is a possible Tasty Tuesday in the new year. Because we've got a lineup for the rest of this year, and we're the morning show known for the Tasty Tuesdays. A lot of times they're horrible. Sometimes they're great. One of the things that I love about it is they're usually finds like this, or they are found by our fantastic listeners. We're tagging stuff all the time. That's how we find our Tasty Tuesday stuff.
Well, good news. I ordered and received a bag of sweet potatoes with my grocery order yesterday, so I have a giant bag of sweet potatoes.
Is that the one you would try?
Yeah.
Would you?
Oh yeah,
Stevie?
You got to do the sweet potato.
I feel
potato.
Like that's just what that's her iconic.
That's the
item.
Thing.
That's what you have to do.
None of them.
Because I'm trusting you two. Because you both. Yeah.
It's the sweet potato one. You got to do. And then.
And
I
for
mean,
anybody just joining us, what is it again? The sweet potato. What's...
You stick a cheese block, long block of into a sweet potato.
A warm sweet potato.
A warm baked for way too long potato.
So here's my concern about that is that how do we have a warm potato here? Because the cooking method will be. Challenging.
It's like a four or 5 hour process from what you were saying. 300 for how many hours? And then
can you like set your oven to turn on at a certain time? Like, can I cook it overnight and then bring them in?
Well, there is an oven downstairs.
Can we use that to cook sweet potatoes for hours?
Why not? You put it in there for an hour and 20 minutes and then you just turn the oven off, but you have to let it sit there for 2 hours.
Oh, so okay. I was thinking it was longer. Yeah, hour and 20 minutes, 2 hours. Yeah, we're here for the shows.
So in total, it's 3 hours and 20 minutes.
As long as we get the okay, which I won't ask for because we won't. So we'll...
You would leave a sweet potato in the basement of this building in an oven.
Jen.
For several hours.
Can't say this on the air.
And then go back and eat it and trust that nobody has tampered with your sweet potato.
When's the last time you saw somebody in that room?
I don't know.
Us when we took the Christmas photo shoot.
Yeah, that's fair.
We could go to Jen's house and make
it. Yes, let's do that. Ooh, we could have a little mini Christmas party.
Or Tim's, whoever's
house. It seems like we're all in on this. Okay, so...
I'm not trying it. I just want to see...
No! This is Jen and Tim and producer Stevie.
No, the textural nightmare.
Would you eat the sweet potato without the cheese?
Wait, hold on to that answer. Would you eat the sweet potato without the cheese? There has to be some portion of your involvement during this future Tasty Tuesday and in the new year. All right, let's get that answer next. So you're going to eat this? What was the question? You get this sweet potato without the cheese at Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas Station.
I like cheese and I like sweet potatoes, but I will not eat them together.
So they say the cooking method is what makes it extra sweet, and you see like the juices flowing out of it because you let it sit and stay warm in the oven like that. Would you take a... Because she... This is not a fork and knife situation, by the way. This is you take the sweet potato and you eat it, like you said, like a burrito. And would you eat the skin?
No, I will not. I only like sweet potatoes when they're crispy, like a fry, texturally.
You would hate this.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not.
Last comment, because we need to get to three things. My Aunt Monica just texted me. Maybe you'll try this. You need to try sweet potatoes with peanut butter. Yum. Hugs to you and your family. Would you try that?
I don't. What do you mean?
What kind of
sweet? I don't know. I didn't get it. Text conversation.
Fry dipped into peanut butter?
Yeah.
I would try, but I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay. All right. So there. I don't know if it's any good or not.
We need more information on
we
that.
We do.
Okay. Rocky River needs court supervisors for their pickleball games.
What is?
I cannot.
Are they fighting? Are they paddling each other?
I read
what's
this
going
headline.
Down?
I couldn't believe the drama.
What's happening in the kitchen?
This is in 60 seconds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's 35 degrees in Twinsburg. That's our Star City. Here are the three things you need to know today. Brought to you by South Park Mall. A woman in Ohio found a dead frog in her salad. There was a photo of it. I don't know if you saw it. It wasn't in Northeast Ohio. It was a Kroger in Powell, but it was Ohio. She opened her BLT salad kit in her car and found a dead frog inside. I don't know what I would do.
She needed to get more than what she got. Yeah, I know the rest of the story.
Yeah, so she took the salad back. They apologized to her. They gave her a $100 gift card. And then Kroger put out a statement saying they've pulled similar items off of their shelves while they investigate. Mm-hmm. Pickleball back at Rocky River Civic Center after a month-long timeout because of bad behavior. These are adults. Players now have to register in advance. Spots are limited. And fees are higher to cover a court supervisor. They have to have court supervisors to play pickleball in Rocky River. Winter sessions begin January 7th. Jack Frost Donuts expanding again. This time they're headed to Avon. They'll open in early 2026 on Detroit Road right next to Strip Steakhouse.
I still don't know what this is. That's next.
Wow. Wow. Come on. Can you tell
people
now?
People are being way too nice. By the way, if I would have posted this as my Pinterest fail, everybody would have said they would be ripping my attempt on the Pinterest. It's a great effort, Jen.
By the way, it looks pretty good, Jen.
It looks like somebody stepped on it.
Okay,
just somebody
first
needs
of all,
to say that it's what it looks like. You even admit this doesn't look like it's what it's supposed
people
to.
People are being very nice, and thank you. That's number one. Number two, I didn't in the post, and I am the one that posted it. I didn't say Jen did this.
We talked about it on the air, though. That was the thing.
No, all right. I just want to say.
I don't think they think Tim's. Making a, what is it?
It's a Demogorgon.
It's a
Demogorgon.
I don't know if it
Listen,
is.
Listen, my son Max is 11 and he wanted to watch Stranger Things. So I rewatched it with him. I had some time off recently. We binged all of it from the beginning. And we finally got to the night we were going to start season 5 this past Friday. So I planned a huge night, including the photos you now see on the Jen and Tim Show social media pages. It did not go as planned in so many ways.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about it. It did not.
I want to explain to you how this went down. And thank you for your kindness on all your comments. Maybe they'll be meaner like you want on Instagram. I don't know.
You know, we just posted it there. I just was surprised at the comments, and I'm still not exactly sure what it is. So I need
it's
to know that.
Demogorgon!
In 3 minutes. Is it a brownie? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station.
It is chocolate strawberries, okay? It's a chocolate strawberry Demogorgon.
And fudge?
We were getting ready that night to binge Stranger Things Season 5. We rewatched the whole, for Max, my 11-year-old, it was brand new. We watched it, and I told him I'd wait for him. So that was the night. It was this past Friday night, and I'm so excited. I'm like, I'm going to do a whole Stranger Things themed night. They sell like frozen pizzas that are Stranger Things. I don't know if you remember the pizza shop in one of the seasons. So I got us the pizzas.
They're upside down.
They're not upside
down.
Mess. That would be a mess.
Were they good?
Yeah, I mean they were frozen
pizza. What makes them Stranger?
It was like the branding on the box.
Oh, okay, I saw that. I mean?
It wasn't like the actual like food item. And then I made us like white, like non-alcoholic white Russians with like butterscotch stuff. They were delicious. And then I was like, I need something simple, but I want it to be fun. So I see these. I go to Pinterest, of course. These are Demogorgons. And it's literally strawberries sliced in half. You dip the strawberries, like just the bottom half of the strawberry in chocolate. And then you put it in the shape of a Demogorgon, which is like, if you haven't watched Stranger Things, it's like a... like a flower, right? It looks like a flower with
five
petals. Yeah, so you make a little circle in the center of chocolate, and then you dip the strawberries, and you lay them around, and then there's these cute little white lines. We'll get to that.
So, yes, the little. I just want one person because there's currently 8 comments, and they're all very pro-gen
nice.
And say that they're a very good.
You're
attempt.
Very kind
because we have the best listeners ever.
We do.
But once again, if I said that this was a Tim Pinterest attempt, I would be getting ripped all day long.
Well, that's true.
I want one comment just to say what they think it looks like. Like if they didn't know it was, what do they think it looks like?
What do you think it looks like?
I'm not answering that.
You said why?
I don't know what it looks like. I just thought it was a brownie until right now.
A brownie.
I didn't know what it was.
How does that even look like a brownie to you?
It just looks.
I will say this. Turns out when you create your own double boiler and you melt chocolate chips, don't put the heat on too high.
Night. That whole entire thing's a nightmare. That's an entire other topic.
Well, yes, it is.
Melting the chips.
That is the first problem that happened here because the chocolate was very like goopy. It didn't get smooth. So it was like chunky. So then I'm like halfway into this and I'm like, it's 5-6 o'clock at night. I'm making these. We're going to watch the show that night. I need to get it done. So that's why I start smearing the chunky chocolate.
I'm going to kind of low key vomit if you say chunky chocolate again. It's too early.
Chunky chocolate.
Chunky should be on our banned words
I
list.
I haven't even gotten
chunky
to the worst
chocolate.
Part. I haven't even gotten to the worst
part.
Okay,
the worst part and also comments. And I need to recuperate from the phrase chunky chocolate in the next 2 minutes.
It was chunky.
That's next. Good morning. Enjoy that. Our listeners are so nice.
They are so nice.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station.
I'm already getting orders. Sandy says, looks good to me. How much for 2 dozen? Sandy, you couldn't pay me to make 2 dozen of these. I made, by the way, 6 of those.
Did you really?
Yeah, I made 6 of them, 3 per cookie sheet, because they're, you know, they're strawberry, and it took forever.
Here's the only thing that people care about. How did it taste?
They were delicious.
That's what
they
care about,
chocolate,
right?
Strawberries. They were delicious.
It's a little bit off. That's fine. We've all been
a
there.
A little bit
How's
off.
How's it taste?
The white, how about the white? I can't believe you are not hammering me harder on this, because I had the chunky chocolate, and then I melted white chocolate chips, put them in like a piping bag to try and make the dots on the side. I was trying so hard because this is the first show my son Max, my 11-year-old son Max, has ever binged. So like watching him really get into this show, and he is obsessed. Like he loves it. This is right up his alley. It's right at his age, fairly age appropriate. I mean, I've watched with him. There's a couple scenes, you know.
Yeah, my daughter
watch
was asking
him.
If she could watch the same. I totally understand. I'm
but
in the same
it's
boat.
Been a delight. Like, see, you know, when you see the world through your kid's eyes and you see them get passionate about something, and he's so passionate about it. I was so excited to plan this night for him. And that's why I did this.
I just popped popcorn. I'm really a bad parent.
That's not, I mean, so
it was, yeah, so anyway.
So I made the Stranger Things pizza. I made our little butterscotch drinks. and I'm just finishing the Demogorgons, and very, you know, they are what they are. They are what they are. And, you know, Mac, whatever, it's fine. And we're just about ready to go watch Stranger Things. And Max comes in the kitchen. He says, "Hey, Mom, can I go over to Arian's house?" I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, we were just texting. We're going to hang out tonight." And that was it. I ate my Demogorgons by myself.
Oh, which is, everybody feels that story.
I know.
They used to want to hang out with us all the time. We used to be cool. They wanted to be a part of it, and now the friends have taken over. And I understand, because they're great friends, and they come from great families. And I understand the entire thing.
Yes.
But we are left curbside service very often, unless they need, I don't know, Fed or something, in my case, from Ulta, because I have a dog. Yeah, like, that is the case.
Yeah, so Max
By the way, I think that double boiler might have been a little bit too hot, which is why you got chunky.
Googled it, and it was. It was. Yeah, they said I overboiled. I got chunky chocolate from overboiling.
You got to stir that. You got to pull that. That entire thing is a nightmare.
It was a mess.
That was a good try. That is a great mom duty, and I think the comments go along with it. And how much is it for 24? That's next.
That will never. It takes way too long. I'm never doing that again. I will next time I'm just dipping strawberries in chocolate, because it was, do you know, I mean, the amount of strawberries I dipped in chocolate while I was making, even though the chocolate was chunky, still very
doesn't
good.
Matter but it, name a better combo. It's tough.
So good.
Chocolate and strawberry. That's right. You get at least an A for effort. And once again, those pictures are Jen and Chim Show, Star 102 and all the socials. You can check it out for yourself. Maybe you tried the same thing, want to share your pictures.
That would be amazing. Thank you for your kindness on the comments. I really didn't expect that, so that was very nice of you.
It's the 12 Trees of Christmas on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station, powered by Sugar Pines Farm.
We have to award another Christmas tree to another deserving person. So Nicole nominated Jeff, says he works so hard for his family, travels to Chicago weekly for work, has been trying to remodel their entire house single-handedly since they moved here 5 years ago. He's also managing his parents who have been in, ended up in a nursing home. And she said, that's just some of the hardships that have fallen on him this year. It's been a really hard year. He's handled it all in stride. And she just thinks he could use a bit of a holiday pick-me-up leading into next year. So that's what we're doing, giving him a tree.
Yeah, and that's exactly what Nicole did by nominating Jeff in Olmsted Falls. So don't worry about the Christmas tree this year. That's taken care of by Sugar Pines Farm, which is located in Chesterland. Once again, you can always nominate somebody there at star102cleveland.com. It's been tremendous stories for the last, I don't know, 9-10 days or so. So thank you for doing so.
It's 35 degrees in Twinsburg this morning. That's our Star City, and here are the three things you need to know today, brought to you by South Park Mall. The Cleveland School Board has officially approved its Building Brighter Futures plan. 15 neighborhood schools and one specialty school will merge. Nearly 30 buildings will close, and the school district will shrink from 61 pre-K through 8 schools to 45 and 27 high schools down to 14. AAA says more than 122 million Americans.
How do they know?
Hitting the road.
How do they know?
Or taken to the skies.
How do they know?
I don't know. They probably survey people.
That are hitting the roads. So the skies, I understand. You're buying tickets. They also say by train.
Who
what is
can
another
afford
one?
Them?
By a nice cruise. I understand all of that. How do they have any idea if you are traveling or I am traveling? I always get so confused.
Well, the cruise numbers are in there as well. And they say the busiest, Tim, you won't believe it, between December 20th and New Year's Day.
Is Christmas cruise crazy expensive?
Yes.
New Year's cruise crazy? Like,
yes.
To fly anywhere is a bajillion dollars if you're trying to fly anywhere near that. So I was just wondering. I bet that is not a cheap experience.
I keep looking around. You and I both take time off at the end of the year. I'm like, could we squeeze a last minute? It is.
That's why I'm like February guy. Maybe, I'm not even kidding. Like, trying to take that break during all of the, you know, because it's exciting up until New Year's. And then January, February, it just becomes cold.
Right.
And you think, it'd be nice to go somewhere warm for at least for a few days. But trying to go now.
Oh, my God. The flights are outrageous. I cannot fly anywhere for under $2,000 for four people.
Well, I'm telling you, when Spirit essentially, and I know they haven't, when they have essentially pulled out of Cleveland, and they're having their own issues. This isn't a Cleveland thing. It hurt us because you have Frontier, and it's unless you're going to New York or something like that. Like, Frontier is your way out on the cheap, if you will, in theory.
Unless you want to take it back. I mean,
what's another one?
You have to pay for a carry-on. It's outrageous.
I mean, what else are you going to do? You can go.
You're going to stay home. At least that's what I'm going to do. I mean, you can't get any. I'm telling you,
how'd you get to Nashville?
Anywhere.
Jogged. Legs hurt, but it was cheaper.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm serious. Yeah, it's an issue.
It's bad. The Chili's Skillet Queso is back. You just heard us talking about this in Trump 2. It was a 2-month hiatus. People were outraged about it, so they brought it back, and they're even giving away limited edition I Survived the Skillet Queso Situation trucker hats. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.